USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Alaska Division of Elections is reporting Democrat Mary Pitola on Wednesday won the special election to replace Don Young after he passed away in March. Mary defeated Republican Sarah Palin. Pitola will be the first Democrat to represent Alaska in nearly a half a century.
In so many ways, you know, really trying to live up to the legacy that Don laid for Alaska and champion and work for all Alaskans.
The Food and Drug Administration cleared the use of altered COVID-19 vaccines that target the latest versions of Omicron in preparation for a fall booster campaign that could start within days. The green light permits people 12 years and older to get the booster at least 2 months after their most recent vaccination. Be nice to inspectors, as today is Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The heat wave out west will continue through the Labor Day weekend.
A Labor Day weekend heat wave is expected to bring record-breaking temperatures to a half dozen western states, affecting more than 50 million residents. And triple-digit heat is in the forecast for the next several days, from Sacramento and Palm Springs to Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. Addressing the heat wave Wednesday, California Governor Gavin Newsom said it's expected to be one of the longest and most intense the state has seen in some time.
No one denies heat waves have existed long before climate change, but they're duration and their intensity have never been more challenging.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Oil prices dropped nearly 8% over the past 2 days and posted their third straight monthly decline. Economists say these are signs that the recession worries are upstaging concerns over dwindling supplies of crude in the United States and abroad. Benchmark U.S. oil futures ended Wednesday at $89.55 a barrel. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It is been 588 days since President Trump left office in early 2021. Yet all the media bashing and talking heads saying this time the walls are closing in on Trump didn't read the New York Times story Wednesday, where they quoted federal officials as doubting charges will ever be applied to 45. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich on Fox News believes charges will be filed in a place where everybody knows your name.
Most corrupt Justice Department in all of American history. You have corruption from the Attorney General to the head of the FBI to senior elements of the FBI. You have collusion from a wide range of the intelligence community. You had, I think it was 50-some intelligence senior officials who signed a letter last year that we now know was a total lie, none of whom have recanted.
Yes.
I fully expect the Justice Department to indict President Trump in a D.C. court, a district where he got 5.6% of the vote. So by 19-1, the jury is likely to be against him.
Bird flu has returned to the Midwest earlier than expected after a lull of several months, with the disease being detected in two commercial turkey flocks in western Minnesota and a hobby flock in Indiana. The disease was detected after a farm in Meeker County reported an increase in mortality last weekend. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health said the flock was euthanized to stop the spread. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.